Hey everyone, my name is Moses. This is my first podcast here on the Unnamed Show. I'm primarily going to be talking about my cooking process and my ideas for recipes and what I think about certain celebrity chefs or whatever. I don't really have any beef with them. It's just I have an inherited dislike, you would say. I follow Gordon Ramsay a lot, and he doesn't like Bobby Flay, so I inherited that dislike of Bobby Flay. He's really the only one, actually. I like Guy Fieri. He's pretty cool. Anyways, on to today's topic. I was trying to decide how I should cook my lunch for today. I have chicken, bell pepper, onion, zucchini. And I have a couple things in my cabinet that I can use. My real idea that I was going for, and I keep coming back to it, is like make some kind of mole. You know. Make some kind of mole. I have dried chilies in the pantry as well. I have tomatoes, onion. I can roast them, and then blend them, and see what I get from that. And then as far as my chicken, I'm probably gonna use some garlic salt. Garlic salt to me is like an ingredient that I think everybody should have. You know, in addition to just regular salt, garlic salt is like magic. It really is, because with salt augments, obviously, salt's a mineral, right? So it's something you need. And what salt does to food is it just takes the original flavor of that specific food and just makes it better, right? It just brings it forward. It makes it not so shy, right? And that's really all that salt does. I'm not a big fan of using pepper unless I'm making hash browns. But as far as like using pepper, like maybe in Italian food and pasta, I'll use pepper. But I'm really not a big guy on pepper. If I'm cooking something with red meat, I usually use ginger, because ginger works as well, similar to salt, as far as what I've noticed on red meat. But it also makes it like smoother. It's not as rough. But anyways, like I said, sorry about the distraction. Today's recipe, let me get my notepad and start writing this down before I forget. Oh, I also have one. I'm not going to use broccoli, but I can probably saute the broccoli into a side or something. I also have rice, all that good stuff. All right, start with today's list. All right, so I have chicken. Dio mole. I would have to toast some stuff. Toast the ingredients. I mean, I can always pair it up with rice. I have brown rice. I really like brown rice. I also have refried beans. I love refried beans. I mean, that refried beans is something else. Okay, so that's the carbs for today. Carbs, refried beans. Man, what about veggies? What can I do for vegetables? Like a side. Something light. I'm not touching zucchini noodles. I don't like zucchini noodles. They're boring. They're boring. They're bleh. I'll probably turn back to them one day, but today's not that day. I have carrots. I can have like shredded carrots. I can make like a nice little cucumber salad. Hey, there it is. Super duper. Cucumber salad. Dang, dude, I don't have any lemons. I love lemons. I don't normally like to use vinegar as the acid or as an acid base. But today I'll make that exception. I also have apple cider vinegar. No, I don't think so. I tasted apple cider vinegar one time, and oh man, that was disgusting. I can see why you don't want to eat after you take this shit. It makes you want to claw your throat out. Anyways, doesn't matter. Yeah, cucumber salad, cut up some cucumber, shred some carrot. Let's see. I'm going to toast the ingredients on my grill. I love using my little grill. It's so awesome. Actually, I'll probably cook the chicken like that too, on a grill. Yeah, I'll do that. Let's see. Vinegar. I mean, I'm obviously going to add salt to the cucumber salad. But what else can I use? Pepper? No. Trying to think of what else I can add to it that won't completely take over. Oh, I have capers. Definitely add some capers. Nice little brine to it. Yeah. So I figured out. Come on in. Let's see. So I have chile guajillo. I'll have to toast that. Actually, it's already dried. But I'll still toast it just to get it some more flavor to it. Let's see. I have chile de árbol, which is something I'm going to use. I have cinnamon sticks, which I'm obviously going to use. I have some whole peppercorns that I'm going to use. Actually, I might use. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Let's see. I don't have any, I don't have any red onion. Man, I really regret not buying red onion. I love red onion. More specifically, I love pickling it in lemon juice. I love pickled red onion. Like, it's a delicacy. I consider it a delicacy, even though I know some people may not. But I'm definitely going to use that in the future. Yeah, I'm probably just going to do that. Fire up the grill. I like to use charcoal. Well, it is. It's lump charcoal. I like to use specifically mesquite. Mesquite is something that I've seen all of my uncles use. My mom uses it, and I just inherited it. I love mesquite. I love the way it burns. I just love everything about it. And I also chop my own wood for when I smoke meats. Or smoke chicken, or, well, that's part of meat, but smoke anything. I usually use my own wood that I have in the backyard. There's something really peaceful about just chopping wood. Like, it just makes everything go away. It's pretty peaceful. Too bad I can't grow a beard, because that would be epic. That's a conversation for a different day, though. Let's see. Yeah, so I'm just going to do that. I'm going to make a quick little mole. I'm going to roast some chilies. I'm going to grill the chicken. And then just smother it in the mole. Refried beans. I've got to mix it up with something, though. Maybe some nachos. not nacho, sorry. Jalapeno, pickled jalapenos. I love pickled jalapenos too. And I'm gonna make a nice little cucumber salad off to the side, something light, something to just bite into, so it's not so heavy. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Alright, well, this might take a while, because especially if I'm roasting the beans. Sorry, roasting the ingredients. Later on tonight, though, that's gonna be fun. For dinner, I'm actually trying out a new recipe rub. Specifically for chicken. It's gonna be, I believe, garlic salt. I have the recipe somewhere in one of my notebooks. But I'm trying out a new recipe, specifically for chicken, and see how it works out. And then I also need to bottle up my pork rub that I use. So I definitely need to do that at least by the end of this week. But a couple things I'm working on. You know, I'd like to start my own spice company. Just throwing that out there and see what else I can do with food. You know, cooking for me is a passion. I didn't always start cooking. I started cooking about maybe 3 years ago. It came from an injury. I used to be in a wildland academy, and I blew out my knee, and I was sitting on the couch. I saw a video of Gordon Ramsay, and I'm like, man, I can do that. I've been doing it ever since. Not as good as him, of course, but I got a few tricks up my sleeve. A couple dishes that are somewhat decent. You know, and I would love to go to culinary school. You know, specifically Johnson & Wales is a school that I visited it last April, and I love that campus. Like, that campus is awesome. You know, it's just so, so beautiful. It really is. Anyways, I should get going, guys. So, I'll talk to you guys later. Probably come up with some discussions to talk, some topics. Probably like meal planning or something like that. But for today, I'm not working. I don't have to worry about it. Just going to throw some shit on the grill and have some fun. Peace out.